50th career title, his 21st ATV Masters 1000, and now surpasses Coach Boris Becker. All right, questions for the champ.
Novak, can you talk about how the second set got away from you? Is the double faults and the tiebreak, and I guess how you managed to pull yourself together and move it to the third and then run away with it?
Well, I thought overall it was a great match on my side. Very solid, great intensity, great commitment to hit every ball, and I was very focused in the present moment, and I thought set in a break, and it was a break point for 5-2 up. I thought they could have done the job earlier, but credit to Roger for fighting through and showed again why he's a competitor and a champion, somebody that never gives up. And when we got to the third set, obviously it was anybody's game, but I managed to regroup, managed to overcome that frustration of handing that tiebreak to him with three double faults in a crucial moment. But that sport, obviously under pressure, sometimes these things happen, and it's important to, as I said, regroup, bounce back, and focus on next one.
As you have lost the past two matches against him, was it even more special to win this one?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it does definitely help the future encounters that I have with Roger. I lost two matches in straight sets against him. He was a better player on the court, both in Shanghai and Dubai. So it's great that I managed to win this match on a big tournament, and to win it in a way that I felt like I was a better player on the court, and that definitely will help. It's going to give me confidence, not just for future matches that I play against him, but just for Miami and the rest of the season.
All right.
Novak, one thing that Yelena Yankovic had said earlier was that when she was serving for the match in the second set in her match, that the pressure was so great, she had so many nerves, she couldn't lift her arm. How do you deal with that pressure that you had to deal as well in turning the match around, had the match, then had to deal with it in the second set, and then turn it back around? Can you just explain a little bit of how you have to, what you go through when you're trying to get to the finish line?
Well, the experience of playing many matches on a big stage and this importance definitely helps in these particular moments to know what to play, the right shot, and stay calm and committed only to the next ball. But we're all humans. We all fall under pressure sometimes. It's completely normal, even though I've had so much experience. Roger as well. I mean, today in 3-2 and the third, he made a double fault to give me the break. So it does happen. It's normal at this level with this kind of intensity and competitive spirit that is out there. It happens that you fail sometimes, but as I said in the previous question, it's important to bounce back. It's important to regroup and okay, let it go, and then move on to the next mission.
Roger's number two behind you in the ranking, but do you consider him today as clearly the most dangerous guy for you tonight, that you like the least to face?
Well, he's definitely right at the top. One of the biggest rivals that I ever had since I started playing professionally. As a matter of fact, I mean, he's been always an ultimate challenge with Nadal, depending on which surface I get to play. Obviously, Nadal on clay is the toughest one to beat, and then Roger on the quicker surfaces. But because they have been so dominant over the years and so consistent and so confident on the court, it's very difficult to get into the mix and start winning titles against them. But I managed to start doing that in 2011, and that season gave me a huge boost of the confidence and self-belief that I can actually be number one, that I can actually win against these guys. But we still keep on pushing the moving the borders. We still keep on improving. I think all of us, we are playing better than we did a few years ago, and it's because of these rivalries. That's something that is special in our sport.
Correct?
Roger, excuse me.
No worries.
What does a title like this mean to you when you look at the record and the stats, a milestone, 50th career, record equaling four first Manson's better at two in this 9 years and back-to-back years. What do those sort of figures mean to you?
Well, I'm going to look forward to get to Miami and have a dinner with Boris. I think it's on him this time. Surpass his 49th title. So it gives a little bit of special spice to this title. But no, of course, joking aside, it's a great milestone, and I don't take anything for granted. I don't take anything as a guarantee or something that just came from the life. I mean, I believe that I have to earn everything that I do, and this title today as well. I appreciate every moment that I spend on the court, and of course, the milestone that I achieved today was a great motivation for me prior to this event. I always try to look for additional motivation, because that's something that is necessary, especially if you're playing on the highest level.
So, look, I'm keen to watch. Do you think you get enough credit for your achievements, given the bar was raised by Roger and Rafa, you know, the 14 Grand Slams and 17? You've got 8, and you've got 50 titles, and 3 out of the last 5 wins here at this tournament. Do you think you get enough credit?
It's difficult to say. I mean, I'm really enjoying playing tennis and competing, and of course, all these achievements I'm proud of. I feel appreciation from other people as well. It's difficult to compare with the achievements of 17 Grand Slam wins of Federer and 14 Grand Slam wins of Nadal and all the titles that they have. I mean, it's not easy to get into that mix, you know, but it's a kind of a golden era of the men's tennis right now, and I'm very proud to be part of it. And I believe that a big part of my success and my achievements are actually those matches with that I've had with Rafa and Roger and actually those two guys, you know, they made me a better player.
Along those lines, you're watching the match and also following it on social media, and one of the things that kept coming through on my feed was how many of your fans felt that the crowd was rooting for Roger. When you hear so much of that, does it unnerve you at all? Are you thinking that they just want a third set, they want more tennis, or what goes through your mind when that's happening?
You know, with the first of all, with all the achievements, the success that he had throughout his career, he's somebody that's been around the tour for so many years. Plus, he's a great guy on and off the court, and I'm sure it's normal that he has the support, major support anywhere he goes, especially here in the United States. So I don't get, you know, upset with that, even though in the moments of the battle, you know, you sometimes when you're looking for the support of the crowd, it's maybe I did feel I had my support, but you know, majority was on his side, and it's one thing is normal. I don't really get upset for that. I expect that. I have to earn my majority of the support here or any other tournament with. You know, with the time spent on this level, with the titles, and with my responsibility as somebody that is on the top of the men's game, you know, on and off the court, and have to carry myself in the right way, and hopefully, you know, one day the people will get to recognize that even more and more. But it's, don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm saying that nobody cheers for me. It's completely wrong to think that way. I actually think that I have a lot of supporters, and I do appreciate that very much. And when I play Roger, it's you know, something that you expect. He has more support because of who he is.
Courtney?
Yeah. Novak, the television cameras caught you after the tiebreaker taking a sip of water, and your hand was shaking a little bit. I was just wondering if you were aware that was happening, and if so, what it was.
Yeah, it was exactly what you saw. So, yeah, it happens. I guess sometimes body has reactions and movements that you're not control of. But you know, it was a tough tiebreaker for me. It was frustrating, and I just went through emotions. But I managed to calm down, and you know, get in the calmer kind of movement. In the third set.
So it was like a panic or anger, or what, does that happen to you?
I don't know what to say. I mean, I can't identify the emotion that was behind it, but it was a little bit of everything, obviously. Knowing that I was so close to victory, making three double faults, and pressure, is all part of it. And as I said before, we're all humans, we all go through those emotions like everybody goes through on a daily basis. We just, because of the experience, because of the training of the mind and the body, we understand what it takes to calm yourself and get yourself in that zone, where you want to be.
No, my question was a little similar about, you know, when you got broken in the third set, spiking the ball and breaking your racket eventually. Does that help you clear your mind, or you don't do it really very often?
Well, I'm trying to do that less, obviously, but I could tolerate the loss of the break in the second set, end of the second, and you know, maybe a tie break loss, but I couldn't tolerate that break that I lost in two love. But again, you go through this emotional ups and downs in a way. When I've done that, when I was finished with what I've done, I just said, okay, this is it. I let it go, and now I have to, you know, focus and stand up in a minute and play my best.
Craig,
on the flip side of that, what are the feelings that you had when Roger double fought to lose serve in that game?
He's human as well. I felt huge relief, to be honest. When I saw that I'm not the only one who was double faulting under pressure. But you know, again, that was a huge game. 3-2. He was, I think, 40-15 up in that game. I managed to play some good points. Got myself in a position to break, and then you know, he handed me that break. In a way, if you look the big picture, I thought I deserved it in a way because I really fought hard for it.
Novak, would you say you're in the absolute prime of your career, and also how much do you think you're still improving?
I am at the prime of my career, and I'm going to try to use every every part of this fact to stay where I am and to fight for as many major titles as possible. I know that my career, any other career, cannot go forever, and I cannot stay on the top for so many years. But I'm going to try to have longevity in my career through everyday. Say routines that I respect with my team, with preparations, recoveries, and of course consistently keep on motivating myself, finding that inspiration to play this sport on a high level. And because I don't play only for myself, I play for my family, friends, my country, you know, people around the world that support me. So it's always in the back of my mind. It's something that I basically attract from that a lot of inspiration to play and work hard. I know that all this success that I make are not they're not result of one tournament or a couple of weeks of work. They're a result of many years, you know, put into this hours of practice and commitment. So that's the only way I can stay here. That's the only way I can have many more years on this level.
We have one last question.
You mentioned, you know, the emotional roller coaster you go through. With a match like this, is it more tougher mentally or tougher physically?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You go through lots of emotions. You go through lots of challenges that you need to overcome physically and mentally. But mentioned before the match, this is kind of occasion that you work for. That's this particular match is finals of one of the biggest events on the tour. That's something that is kind of in the back of your mind as an image that inspires you to work every day. You know, wake up in the morning and run, jog, practice, put in hours on the court. because you want to put yourself in a position to do this, to fight for the titles against one of your biggest rivals. So I don't think that these challenges that I go through and the pressure that I feel are actually harming me, or actually something that is that I find difficult, that I find that is a burden on my back. I find that it's a privilege because I earned it. I earned this position to be in.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.